Hello, kids. Welcome to Alive in Jesus. I'm so glad you're listening today as we spend time together with Jesus, learning how much He loves you and me as we listen to another exciting Bible story. Today we're listening to Kindergarten, Year A, Quarter 1, Lesson 1, A Brand New World. Our Bible story comes from the book of Genesis. On page 7 in your lesson book, you'll find a picture of a world and light. You might like to look at the other pictures in this week's story while you listen today. Do you like making new things? God loves creating. The Bible tells us that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. On day one, God looked out over a deep, dark space covered with water. The Spirit of God moved over the waters. God had been planning to create something very special here. God said, "Let there be light," and shimmer, glimmer, light was there. God saw that the light was good. He was happy. The Bible says, God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. It was the first day ever in God's new world. On day two, God spoke out again, saying, "Let there be something to divide the water in two." He created a wide band of sky that split the water into two parts. Lots of little water droplets floated above the sky, and the rest of the water splished and splashed in the sea down below. Now fresh air filled the sky. On day three, God spoke, and dry land appeared, just like that. Then God said, "Let the earth produce plants," and it happened. Lush green grass suddenly spread out like a carpet across the ground. Beautiful flowers appeared in all shapes and colors. Tall, majestic trees towered above the short, leafy bushes. Juicy fruit, hung on trees ready to be picked. The smell of fresh green herbs filled the air. What did God think about all He had created? God saw that it was good. Can you say that with me? God saw that it was good. On day four, God spoke again, saying, "Let there be lights in the sky to separate day from night. They will be in the sky to give light to the earth." A big, blazing sun appeared in just the right place to keep the earth warm during the day. God also made the softly glowing moon and twinkling stars to shine in the dark night sky. What did God think about all that He'd created? Can you say it with me again? God saw that it was, yes, good. On day five, God said, "Let the water be filled with living things." Suddenly, fish and creatures of every kind appeared in the sea. Little fish, big whales, floating octopuses, and slinky seals swam through the waters. They were all happy together. Then God said, "Let birds fly above the earth." Suddenly, the sky was filled with thousands of birds of all colors, shapes, and sizes. There were squawks, chirps, whistles, and hoots on the land. The earth had come alive. God looked at His creation and What do you think he thought? Yes, the Bible tells us. He saw that it was good. God was very happy. All that God made in these 5 days was to be a perfect gift for us. God is loving. He created our world. What did we learn today? We learned that God is loving. He created our world. To create means to make something new. God is our creator, and He also made us to enjoy making things too. What do you like to create? This week's memory verse is found in Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Let's now listen to our scripture song.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:1.
I'm so thankful that God is loving and creative. Let's pray and thank Him together right now. Lord, You are so kind and good, and You are our Creator. You made our world, from the stars to the flowers, from the fish to the sparrows. You made such a good world. Thank You for making it, Lord. Help me to enjoy it and to take care of it. You are so loving, and I want to love You more today. In Jesus' name, amen. This podcast was produced by the Sabbath School and Personal Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. To view these lessons, please go to www.aliveinjesus.info.